prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 March 2020. And folks, that song's been playing my radio show for 27 years this month. And it's never been more true than it is right now. We are at war. Now, I'm not talking about the virus. Yes, it's a warfare and it's not an enemy we can shoot. But we're seeing the New World Order take over the world, literally collapsing countries like Italy and France and Spain and now working on America. Folks, this is war. We've been warned about this coming for a long time. And here it is. But nonetheless, I'm going to say, give a few announcements. I'm going to bring up our guest tonight, Deborah Treviris. She has a lot of things to share with you, folks. I hope you'll pay attention. Before I do that, now's a good time to call Melody Seastrom. I don't need to tell you what's going on with the economy. If you don't have some kind of tangible assets in your hands like gold and silver, then when this all collapses, you're going to have nothing to trade for the new currency. And folks, it's going to be really nasty. You call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And don't forget, we have the last of the Berkey water filters available right now. All the ones, every size is out of stock. All of them, except for the Scratch and Ding Royals. We have those to the ministry here. Have quite a few of them, as long as they last. We have the Scratch and Ding Royal Berkey's, folks, brand new units. Somewhere on the outside, there's stainless steel. It might be a scratch or a dent or whatever, but everything inside is brand new. And if you don't see a need now for a water filter system, there's nothing else I can tell you. But when they shut down everything, and they're going to, even the infrastructure, the post office, the power supplies, the water supplies, when that happens, if you're not prepared, you're going to sit around wishing you had a water filter. That's all I can say. They're available if you call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And, of course, the Backyard Medicine book. Of all the time, this should be flying off the shelves. Backyard Medicine is a book that you can feed yourself with right out of right behind your back lot where you live in a city, or up and down the street, or out in the woods somewhere. You can feed yourself. There's food that our Father gave us in nature. The sad part of it is most of us have no idea what we can eat. Most folks don't know that briar tips and maple sprouts shooting right out of the ground, and other things are delicious to eat and good for you. Poke greens, watercress, all that's available in almost everywhere in this country. Even pine nettles, folks, are good vitamin C sources. This is all in the book, $24.95, delivered to your door. Full color pictures and even how to use the materials that you find. You can call us if you like and order it, or write to us if you like. If you call Lisa, she'll give you the address. But that's the best I can do, is offer what I can offer. I can't do much more about that than that. I really can't. I mean, we're doing our best. And, of course, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Lord will, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us online by going to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, and there we are. You can also watch it on Kevin Gallagher's network productions that he does on Internet, too. And I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's going to blank. My mind's going to blank right now. You can listen on the phone if you'll just call one of these numbers, 712-770-9418 or 605-562-0489. No code is needed for those numbers. 712-770-9418, 605-562-0489. Either number will work. And by the way, it's truthbetoldradionetwork.org. You can listen to the broadcast of the teachings also on. And we're working on some more ways for you to receive it. If you go to YouTube and type in my name, Pastor Butch Paul, you will find hundreds of hours of teachings I've done over many years. I'm surprised YouTube left it up there, but they have so far. It's there if you want to look into it and see who we are. Check it out, okay? Now we're going to go to our guest. This deal, they've been with me off and on over the years on the radio show for quite a while. She's a straight shooter. Tells it like it is. Is one of the best researchers on the information she brings forth of anybody I know. Her name is Debbie Trevirus. She lives in California, and she's going to share some things tonight with you that you might want to stay and listen to. May even want to take notes. That's how important it is, folks. This world is changing, not just our country. The world is changing rapidly. Economies are collapsing. Things are happening that we never thought possible on a worldwide basis. The folks, it's happening just as they intended for it to. You've been told about it for years, and it is here. Debbie Trevirus, welcome to the broadcast tonight. I'm going to shut up now as best I can and let you take over.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. And in follow-up to your song that you've played for so many years, This Is War, it's important for everybody to understand the reality of the global illusion of government, because here we have Senate Report 93549 that we as citizens are the enemy. And as long as the White House maintains the national emergency, we remain classified as the enemies of the state. Well, we are constantly having reiterations of the state of emergency. Just
yes,
back
we are.
On Friday the 13th of March, just last Friday, another state of emergency. So now let's get into what's happening and why and how. The how of it is all of this has occurred because of the stealthy planning of the international bankers, the World Bank, the CDC, the WHO, all of the affiliations of the corporate agencies. And they run these programs that make it appear as though we are consenting through advisory groups. I'm not going to spend much time on that because I have quite a few video YouTubes up on our video YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net. I would ask that everybody go there and start watching. We are posting vital information on how this happened to us so that you'll understand how we got to where we are, and now where we are is what we've been told, that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. In fact, humans have even less value because the population of humans must be reduced. We've heard that ad nauseum. Well, this is all part of what we're seeing happening now. The virus, of course, is tangled in with increased frequencies with the smart meters, the rollout of all of the cell phones, towers, the 5G networks. It is a calcium channel blocker. We're being reinvented as humans. We're being recreated into a cyborg Wi-Fi network in our bodies. And we talk about that again on the video YouTube channel StopTheCrime.net in our latest meeting. Also, resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is considered immoral. We have psychopaths now deciding what constitutes vital human needs. And I can tell you all of the documents that we have been describing, the climate action plans that have reduced access to all resources, water, electricity, propane, wood, diesel, you name it. It's all being eliminated. All of the cities, in fact, all of the countries right now have now introduced climate emergency resolutions. And I was on a radio show recently, Pastor Butch, out of Denmark, and I found that they too had adopted that as well. So everyone that's listening, type in the name of your city or your county or your state, followed by the words emergency climate resolution. This allows them to expeditiously take away everything that you think you have to sustain your life with. And I want to also read this to everybody. This was part of a United Nations Habitat conference in 1976. Just to be very clear on where we're heading. Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. Now, let's be very clear. What is happening right now is creating a wider gap between the haves and have-nots. Those that have resources now to protect themselves from the increasing chaos of increased homelessness and slums all around will be able to build the armored redoubts around their homes. They will have armed guards. Those of us who cannot afford to be in the protection of the gangs that will increase as this continues to unfold, which is foretold to us in the Rockefeller document. And the Rockefeller document is entitled, and you can go to stopthecrime.net and find it under a hot radio top show topic. And this document is called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. I'm going to go over some of what Rockefeller and the Luciferian overlord have rolled out for us. And it is all about a discussion and how the use of bioweapons will be used to impose martial law one quarantine at a time. So we are being steered and maneuvered and intentionally sequestered into our homes now here in California, and this is happening elsewhere as well. I'm talking to friends in Canada. But right now we are receiving orders from our public health officers that work for the corporate structure. They are a corporate agency worker, and they are now saying, order of public health officer of the county, directing all individuals living in the county. We're talking about here in San Francisco and all the counties going up the coast now. This is all being implemented and has already in some of the counties, where all individuals living in the county to shelter at their place of residence, except that they may leave to provide or receive certain essential services or engage in certain essential activities and who work for essential businesses and government services. And they're exempting individuals experiencing homelessness from shelter in place, but are urging homeless people to find a shelter and or a government agency to provide sheltering and space in place. They're also directing all businesses, governmental agencies to cease all non-essential operations at physical locations in the county, prohibiting all non-essential gatherings of any number of individuals and ordering stopping of all non-essential travel. Now, what they're telling us in this order is to read it very carefully. It's a number of pages. They say violation or failure to comply with this order is a misdemeanor, punishable by fine, imprisonment, or both. And this is pursuant to the California Health and Safety Code. Now, remember, the California Health Departments are agencies of the corporate structure. They are doing business. They are implementing these policies put forth by the global controllers. This is not being operated in your behalf. And in fact, what is really disheartening for those of us that understand, the CDC is a private, for-profit corporation to sell vaccinations. It is not a public health advisory service. It's very interesting to hear that they're waiting for what the CDC is saying we should do. It's a business. It is engaged, again, in selling vaccinations. It is a corporate structure. So is the WHO, the World Health Organization. These are not set up for us. And I read in this document, which says the order comes after release of substantial guidance from the County Health Office and the Center for Disease Control, again, the CDC, and prevention. It is not about preventing They are about vaccination. They are run by those that want every single one of you to be vaccinated with poisons and toxins. Now, let's talk about that. Many people that have already been vaccinated, they're finding that the increased frequencies are creating dormant viruses to activate. So many of us will be getting more ill, as you bring in more wireless technology into your homes. Now, here, they've closed down all the schools, as they have in many areas. So many of you that are listening, you may now know that Comcast is now offering free Wi-Fi for your kids to learn their studies wirelessly. This is death. This is increased frequencies in your home. Now, they can use the attached smart meter that is attached to your home to individually increase the frequencies, also pulsating increased frequencies from all of your Energy Star wireless appliances. They will kill you in your homes. Now, we've been talking about this for years now on StopTheCrime.net. We have all of the military documents, how they were using and are using frequencies on the battlefield. This is a battlefield. We are the enemy, and we are being targeted, and we are being killed. Now, as far as targeted individuals go, many of you have heard me talk about those people for years. We are now all targeted. Those that have been targeted, their targeting in many instances has increased mercilessly. We have ground troops on the ground that are gang stalking and using handheld devices to target and injure individuals all over the world. There are millions and millions of people that have been for a very long while individually targeted. But I'm going to get back to this order. They're telling us now to maintain social distancing. That's important to understand because in the targeting world, they want to isolate people so that they can target people in absence of anyone else knowing that they are being targeted. This is a targeting rollout against each and every single one of you. And if you want to see what targeting looks like, go to stopthecrime.net. Take the time to look through the videos that we have posted on targeted individuals. You will cry, and you should, because this is your future, this is now, and this has been happening to many people in silence. The Sounds of Silence is another military operation that was used in Desert Storm. Frequencies used to take down the enemy. And what we saw happening in Iraq and elsewhere, this is warfare. This is absolute warfare. Now, I'm going to go on into some other documents. I want everybody to, of course, know that we have spoken a long time about what is happening along the coastline. All branches of military are under the guidance of the corporate structure they have been taken. The higher-up commanders, all the military bases, except for those that believe that they are serving their country as patriots. They sadly are not. Read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Read it now. For those of you that may not have yet have had the chance to read it, you need to understand what is happening now at this juncture. We have documents. We've done a video. I would recommend everybody watch it. It's called Coastlines Under Attack. You will see that I have tagged in there some of my comments under StopTheCrime.net, where I have the military documents implemented. It's most important to understand that the entire military is saying that because scientists have long projected that climate change will contribute to storm surge and flooding and other challenges for coastal areas, that they will have to have planned retreat. This is relocating people off the low-lying coastline. Now, what you're hearing may sound outrageous. It is outrageous. It's happening. And the coastlines that sadly, where 70% of the world's population lives right now, is being relocated. And this is happening as we speak. While we are looking at the virus and these attacks, multiple other attacks are being ramped up on us. So we're being massively distracted by the virus. We're having to spend money we don't have for increased food supplies, which, of course, we must have. We're being now told to imprison ourselves at home. Think of Anne Frank and the other people that had to hide from the Nazi experience in World War II. That's us now, hiding in our homes, being told we cannot leave. It is a misdemeanor. Make no mistake. We are self-imprisoning ourselves in our homes now. Cut off all wireless now. Stop using your wireless phone. Get walkie-talkies. Order walkie-talkies now. For $20, you can communicate on your property and with your neighbors. We've been experimenting with walkie-talkies. They go a couple of miles away, dependent on structures and vegetation. They are going to reduce our ability to communicate. This is all part of the great design to isolate us as they have targeted individuals. Now let's get into what the Rockefeller plan is. And they did scenario planning. This is writing a script for the future that is being enacted now. They say as the economy and instability and as the shock-prone world in which governments weaken and criminals thrive and dangerous innovations emerge. In other words, this is all planned. They say scenarios for the future of technology and international development. You can find this on StopTheCrime.net under Hot Radio Show Topics. Of course, understand, as I said earlier, bioweapons are being used now to impose martial law. These are all bioweapons. We know that the viruses and vaccines are all interrelated to the additional bioweapons that the Gates Foundation and other foundations are looking to vaccinate us with. Also, please take the time to go to StopTheCrime.net and look at the NASA War Plan. There are many pages there that talk about the use of biological warfare and viruses and other prions, et cetera, that will knock our ability to even function. So understand this is all happening now. It's coming down on us now. So excerpts from this Rockefeller pre-planned event discuss how an economically depressed world in which individuals and communities develop localized makeshift solutions to a growing set of problems. The supply lines are being cut. We will soon no longer have replacement parts and equipment. And we saw that when we went to Cuba. My husband and I went to Cuba. Those wonderful old 1960 cars, they have no backup supply support. The Cubans ingeniously manufacture everything they need from scraps in makeshift auto repair garages. And those cars are running on replacement windshields that they fabricate. It's amazing what these people have done without any support. We're going to have to do the same thing. And those communities that are able to sever from the connectivity that we have sadly been made to be reliant upon that will take us all to our knees will survive longer than other communities. Those communities that can still raised, even though the chemtrailing is increasing, the weather is increasing here in Northern California. We've had windy conditions and a little bit of rain. We're going into a drought, but they've been managing to knock the blossoms off of a lot of our fruit trees right now. So we're needing to think about sprouting. For those of you that still can order sprouts, you need to do so. Get sprouts now and start sprouting, as well as other forms in which you can provide yourself with leafy green vegetables and salad mixes that you will need for survival. This is all a lockstep, a lockdown, and it's going to be increased hack attacks because we will only be able to connect wirelessly. This is the plan. It is to take down our currency and have a wireless currency. This is a redefinition, an economic collapse, a reset on every level. This is not only a pandemic of viruses, this is an economic pandemic as well. So we want to talk about this document where they talk about the pandemic that they've been anticipating for years finally hit. Now, I want you to keep in mind this is scenario planning. This document was written in 2010. So they talk about dates in the future that are going to have impacts and changes. They say just like the H1N1 in 2009, the new influenza strain they talk about, it will be the newer ones will become extremely virulent and deadly. Now, they're telling us because of climate change, we're going to have massive increases of viruses and other types of bioweapon attacks because they are using weather weapons on us, bioweapons on us, economic weapons on us, fake governments on us, fake news on us, and everything. So I can only tell you that they talk about that the pandemics will have a deadly effect on economy. International mobility of people and goods will be screeched to a halt. This is what we are seeing now. Rockefeller and the other controls pre-planned this. They are now instituting this, initiating this. This has now gone live globally, and this was a plan. They know and they say this would be debilitating industries like tourism, breaking global supply chains. Even local, normally bustling shops and office buildings will sit empty for many months, if not years. And people will be told to distance. There will be disproportionate numbers that will die. They talk about how disproportionate numbers will die in Africa, Southeast Asia, Central America, where the virus is spread like wildfire in absence of official containment. They go on to tell us that in developed countries, a containment was a challenge. The United States' initial policy, strongly discouraging citizens from flying, proved deadly in its latency. In other words, they discouraged all of it too late to spread the virus intentionally. We are run by the New World Order, the controllers. It is not only a puppet show, which we hear so much about, that they are puppets that are orchestrating this country. No, they are actors. These are actors, crisis actors. This is what they are. And it's important to understand they knew that they would accelerate the spread of the virus, not just within the United States, but across the borders. And few countries, they told us in the scenario planning, would fare any better. China in particular, they say the Chinese government's quick enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all cities and sealing off the borders, they say, saved millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus into other countries. But they talk about how during the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions, from mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at entries and communal spaces, trains, and now on supermarkets. We had our temperature tested most recently when we went into a supermarket. This will become the norm. The restrictions that you're seeing now, if we dig out of this a little tiny bit, will stay in place. This is a lockdown. Even after the pandemic fades away, they say that more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities will stick and even be intensified in order to protect themselves from global problems. So the first people will accept this increased control, but then they will become disenchanted and they will become less tolerant and less eager to comply. And then there will be more oversight.
Okay, Deborah, hang on through the break, folks. This is, I hope you're listening to what she's saying. We can't take phone calls, mate. There's too much to cover. But this is vitally important. She's telling you what's already here and what's to come. Please, please pay attention and prepare yourself, as was told to him in the book of Proverbs. Please. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, and no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we're back. I don't want to call too long. I want to get back to Deborah Travis. While we were on the break, we were talking, and I heard an alert go off on her phone, just like you hear on TV or radio, beep, 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 to give a public announcement. And this come on while we were talking. Deborah, tell us what the announcement was.
Yeah, the announcement has advised us that as of midnight tonight, we are to all shelter in place. So let's talk about
That's in California, right?
Yeah, I'm in Sonoma County right now, 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. This has already occurred a day or so ago in San Francisco. So I'm naming big cities right now so that people that are not familiar with smaller cities know how wide this is. Now, not for a minute do I want anybody to think this is only a California situation. This is coming to you. So what you're hearing us discuss, our local is your local. Don't be robbed and be unprepared and say, oh, you need to leave California. There is nowhere to go. This is worldwide, and the attacks are happening now in many different ways. I want to talk a little bit more about this Rockefeller document, and then I want to talk about things that are happening in Venezuela, Ecuador, and Canada, et cetera. But they talk about in this document, in the aftermath of the pandemic, there will be much smarter packaging for all beverages and foods, which will exponentially increase costs for food. So many people will not afford to buy enough food. They talk about there will be new diagnostics, and they will be able to detect communicable diseases. The application of health screening also changes screening, becomes a prerequisite for releases from hospitals, going into grocery stores, banks, and so forth. Telepresence technologies respond to demand for less. I want you to pay attention to this. I'm going to break this down. This is in the document's words, but I'm going to tell you what it means. Telepresence technologies respond to the demand for less expensive, lower bandwidth, sophisticated communication systems for populations. And they go on to say, driven by protectionism and national security concerns, nations create their own independent, regionally defined IT networks, mimicking other countries. Governments have varying degrees of success in policing internet traffic, but these efforts will fracture the World Wide Web. So what they're talking about is lower bandwidth to allow more access for people as the infrastructure gets overloaded. We're talking about what we experienced here during the fires. Our cell phones went out. The cell towers burned up. I'm getting alerts now on all my devices. So I want to urge all of you, before I leave this topic, you need walkie-talkies. For those of you that can operate ham radios, you need to help out with helping other people in your communities communicate with one another. That's going to be our only source. You know that the fire agencies that are all in all corporations have been removing the transponders for the use of operations with the ham radios. But line of sight and knowing how to operate the ham radios, we're going to need to communicate. This is it. Walkie-talkies, ham radios, we're being cut off from communication. That way we're being taken out very slowly. I want to go on into talking about what you will see more. You will see more visuals of inundation from weather weapon attacks all over our country. You know that many of you saw what happened with the tornado in Tennessee. The media has agreed that it's going to take more visual destruction to convince every single one of you that this is too many people using too much stuff. This is real climate change. No, this is weather weapons. Teach this to your children while you can. We are the keeper of the truth, and we've got to get it out now. And while your children are out of school, skewel as we call it, keep them out. But cut off the wireless. Get everything hardwired, as I said before. So I want to talk about all of this is based on the idea of climate change. All militaries, all branches are involved in this takedown. Make no mistake. Our water is going to be poisoned because they're telling us that we're running out of water. By presidential executive order, we are to start building more wastewater treatment plants so that we can reuse our waste. They say the benefit of drinking repurposed poop and urine and pharmaceutical poisoned water is that those waters are not subject to drought. We do not have water shortages. We have been lied, and lied to, just like fossil fuels are not petroleum. Petroleum is a natural, continuous, reoccurring resource in this earth, just like water. Go to our website that we've also been running and learn the truth about water and get this out far and wide. Go to our website, primarywater.org. Understand now, while you can still connect to the Internet, what the truths of our reality on this planet are. We would have been a Garden of Eden, but we were taken over by whatever you want to call them, psychopaths, the Illuminati, the World Bank, off-planet, whatever you consider those powers to be, evil, demonic, demons, we have been taken over. And there is much information coming out of Europe right now with the intentions to blow the Hoover Dam and to blow the Golden Gate Bridge. And this will be additional 9/11s. Now, whether or not they pull that off is yet to be seen. But we're watching so much calamity and increased chaos. And we're told in these documents that the increased chaos will allow for further taking down and control from top-down control of government and more authoritative leadership. And they're going to be limiting our innovation. And that will increase citizen pushback. They also talk about the hack attacks, an economically unstable, shock-prone world in which governments weaken. I said that before. Criminals thrive. What we're going to experience is a Mad Max version on our street. Mad Max. So it's most important to connect with your neighbors as best you can. If they are heavily wired, if they are heavily in a wireless world, they are going to be mind controlled. We are moving into a cyborg reality. This is the transhuman agenda. We are being transitioned, and we know that. We've known that for a very long while. So if you want to learn more about that, you can. Alana Freeland discusses this in many of her books that she's written, and she and I discussed this in the last section on StopTheCrime.net on our video YouTube channel, where I have four parts of our local meeting that we had several weeks ago. Now, I want to say to you, this is not to scare you. This is not to cause panic and fear, although many of you will be confronted with panic and fear. This is fearful even for those of us that have been studying, researching, and seeing this for a very, very long time. But I can say now, it's more important to love the ones you love the most, even more. And every single day, go forward in right conduct. Decide what your moral ethics are, draw that line, and live by it. Because this world is going to become more fragmented, more dangerous, as we are being brought down. So going back into this document some more, some of the notations that I made about this document, when they talk about the aftermath of the pandemic and the increased totalitarian consequences of that, they talk about in 2015, I remember this document was a scenario planning written in 2010. So they're looking at 2015, and they say a critical mass of middle-income and developed countries with strong economic growth publicly committed to leveraging their resources against global-scale problems because of climate change. What they're saying, oh, this is also very interesting. They talk about how they will require countries to take out insurance policies. Of course, insurance companies are all run by the controllers. And they said that in the instance of some of the hurricanes in the Caribbean, while these island nations had insurance policies, it was sad that the wind, level of wind reported wind gusts didn't reach. They were under what was required to have benefited their insurance liability. We are now losing insurance here in California. We are being told that they will not renew our insurances on our homes because we're in the fire line. They use that word, fire line. So now by not allowing insurance to be renewed, those of you that have mortgages, your mortgage carrier will slap on the most expensive, least beneficial coverage that will be available for you at an extremely high cost. An example, we had a friend that lost his coverage, always paid about $2,500 a year. That went up to $10,000. And I can tell you this is what it's looking like. Many people are not able to afford coverage. They can't sell their house. Buyers, unless they pay cash, cannot get a mortgage. This is happening now in California. This will be happening in Australia. Everywhere where we have been seeing catastrophic fires and floods, insurance will be limited. The controllers will not pay out any more money. It's going to be saddled on the backs of all of us. So I wanted to also say that the international oversight entities, like the UN, will take on new levels of authority. They will now control regional systems of all levels in all countries. And they go on. This is a very interesting quote I found here. It says, "What is often surprising about new technology is the collateral damage, the extent of the problem that you can create by solving another problem is always a big surprise." So they again talk about the cost of capturing data through nanosensors and smart networks, that this will be increased drastically. They say that there will be a proliferation of new services, including surveillance mechanisms that will improve global governance by the elites and enable more use of global governance in a resource. In other words, eliminating your access to resources. So it's very important right now, if you are on a well, to never allow anyone to come in from your city and put a meter on your well. Those of you that are in cities, I'm sorry to say, they're rolling out smart wireless water meters now. You will be locked down when you exceed a certain use of water on a monthly basis. Soon you will be experiencing ration cards for food. You will be given a certain amount of food that you can get on a monthly basis pursuant to a ration card. This has been happening in Cuba forever. So this is a well-experienced program that has been successful to reduce and to require compliance by the people. So let's talk about what's happening in Venezuela right now. Venezuela, prior to the virus, was already under lockdown by the United States, the CIA, and the Vatican. They've been having massive, millions of people have been in and out of power capability because of the massive shutoff. we are going to experience that on a wide basis here in the United States. So I would highly recommend this weekend, all of you that have not yet experienced a power outage as we have, turn your lights off and live in your house without any power. Then make a list of all the things you need to survive in your home. I can tell you, when the power was shut off here during the fire and we were told to evacuate at the dead of night with no street lights operating and no power at home, no heat, and no gas, they're eliminating gas. What is happening now with the climate emergency activations in all of your cities, they're eliminating all use of fossil fuels. Your fuels now are only going to be delivered to you that are renewables. We're talking about solar and wind. That is not reliable energy because it is controlled by technology. You will not have a reliable connectivity to electricity as you have had in the past. This is the intention. And part of what is occurring now is a bailout for all of the utilities nationwide and worldwide. They've asset stripped the pole and wired infrastructure that has been delivering electricity to our homes. And now they're going to break these down into microgrids. Do not desire a microgrid. Many people are looking at that as the fix to the failing infrastructure. No, that is going to cordon you off individually for small takedowns. This is a military operation. This is a confinement mechanism, the global microgrid. And what we're seeing here now in Sonoma County, and I've attended these meetings, and I've discussed what they have discussed in these meetings on video YouTube that I've posted on StopTheCrime.net. We are entering into a diabolical period of time. You need to be able to be reliant on having your power shut off. Again, find out what that is like. Experience turning off your power. Also, again, I can't stress enough, reduce the wireless in your homes immediately. Cord up everything while you are still able to get the ability to buy those types of opportunities. Soon the supply chain will eliminate those opportunities. Looking again further into this document, they talk about how we'll have increased threats of hacking. There will be many thefts. There will be fakes. There will be the me first rather than me too. Technologies will be occurring. There will be patents that are taken over. We know that. That's been happening. Internet scams and pyramid schemes will plague all of our inboxes. We're already seeing that that is happening now. Meanwhile, they talk about more sophisticated hackers that will take down corporations, government systems, banks, et cetera. That has been happening. That will increase. This will literally be successful and will generate billions and billions of dollars in increased losses. This is a takedown on many, many levels. So desperate, they say, to protect ourselves with our intellectual property, the few multinationals still thriving will enact increasingly complex defensive measures. So what we're going to, they talk about the death and resulting scandals sharply affect public confidence in vaccine delivery. And this will happen all over the world. What we're seeing here, and I've got a few more minutes, I can say to you, we have been foretold this not only in biblical prophecy and end times, which we are in, but also by the Illuminati. And I posted, I don't know if it's still up, but I posted a video. It was from the Illuminati out of Europe. We've been receiving a number of videos. They don't keep them up often. The requirement is that they tell you what they're going to do, they do it, and then they figure that if you choose to go forward and accept these things, then you're the consequence of that. That is what they have done to all of us. So again, we are in a space wars situation with satellites overhead beaming frequencies on us. They are literally, with the frequencies, absorbing the oxygen in our cells. That's another means of a quick kill, oxygen depletion. not only in our water, in our environment, in our air, but also eliminating the oxygen within ourselves. All the technologies and capabilities surpass most people's knowledge of even understanding the technologies that have been put in place so long ago. I have a five-part YouTube video series on StopTheTime.net that I did in England, and I named it, I believe I named it, Genocide is Legal. And it's a five-part YouTube video series. It's talking about the circular economy that we are now in, how this has come to pass. I talk about the documents so that you can look at that. This is not our summation. This is not our idea. This is documents being put together that tell you in their words what they've planned and what they are now doing. So now, for those of us that owe it to our children to put every bit of love behind our every action now going forward to help our children survive. I hate to say, though, sadly, Pastor Butch, our kids have been so heavily vaccinated. They're already so mind controlled through the wireless frequencies and school. They've already been taken. It's a sad reality. We have a very high level of dysfunctional children that are now sadly under the belief system that climate change only will afford them 10 more years to live on this planet, and this planet is done. We're creating psychopaths and sadly, children that have mental issues because of the profound anxiety that they're getting from lying in school that we are sending them to. Remember, Rockefeller he said, we don't want a nation of thinkers. We want a nation of slaves. So Rockefeller has been behind the creation of fossil fuels. Our petroleum was never a fossil fuel. He has created this document that I've been referring to today. The Rockefellers, the Rothschild families are behind much of this. Sherco out of London is much behind. The Crown is behind this. We have many players in this global takedown who have stealthily and incrementally liked their sign, their insignia of a turtle. That means slow integration into society. They have successfully done so. And I can only tell you that I will call you, Pastor Butch, as this rolls out on us to report so all of you can hear what is happening now.
All right. Wow, what a powerful pile of information you brought to us tonight. So as of midnight tonight, when you say that you're the shelter in place, what are they saying? You cannot leave your home except for emergencies?
Well, for only essential purposes, for going to the grocery store, but soon we'll need passes for traveling. That has already been instituted in many other countries already. You need a pass to leave your home. If you don't have a pass, such is the case in Italy right now, if you don't have a pass or a permit, You can't leave your home, and you'll be fined or imprisoned. Now, they've told us here in Sonoma County that the prisons are full. They really don't want to arrest us. So, obviously, they're going to go into the fining aspect of penalties on us here. So what they're saying is that all the restaurants, non-essential services, must close down as of midnight tonight. I am seeing the takedown of America. The takedown of America has been provided by small businesses, small entrepreneurships. That is, they're all being shuttered right now. What they're telling restaurants is you can do takeout and people can come. This is a shift of the global food distribution, turning restaurants into kitchens and pantries. And they can do delivery. This is the new setup. This is part of the new system.
Well, you know, this has got to be, this will move on sometime, I'm sure, soon, but the essential service providers, you know, the post office, the power, the electric maintenance, the crew, will all be sheltered in place. If they do that, then eventually all this will shut down.
Well, they're going to eventually, what has been told to us in the NASA war document as part of their war games, we're a theater of operation. Remember, we're the enemy. It's very possible that we have an EMP. We know that the nuclear facilities that are along our coast are all located on the active fault lines. We know that Diablo, the nuclear facility just south of San Francisco, is planned to be decommissioned in 2025, but they're still using it and selling it, but they're doing slow releases of radiation, which is all part of the global agenda of increasing the radiation levels in the environment. That's just a known practice. PG&E, who is Luciferian, they are the Illuminati, that is Rothschild, runs and operates in California, the nuclear facility. They also operate and have been operating the world's largest geothermal operation right here, 45 minutes from where I live, the geothermal operation. That is going to be used for an alternative energy for us. But what is fueling that energy on that hill is the pumping up of our sewer water. They're fracking these boreholes. They don't like me saying that. They like me to say they're injecting the boreholes with poop and fecal and pharmaceuticals. That then is, in turn, is creating the electricity that they're selling all of us. But in the meantime, that injection into those deep boreholes creates earthquakes on a daily basis. People that have homes in the Myers Commons Mountains here just north of San Francisco, 60 miles, you need to look that up. The geothermal operation in California, you will see. Now, I have a tour of the geothermal operation. We toured it. It took us months to get a tour. You can tour it on stopthecrime.net. You can also tour, we call it the sewer poop tour, and you can look at that on stopthecrime.net. That sewer operation and the geothermal plant rely upon each other. Now, during our last huge fire here in Northern California called the Kincade Fire, you can see on the video YouTube channel, I have called Fires, This Is War. Thank you. You gave me that idea from your song that you play all the time, Pastor Bush, Fires, This Is War. And you can look at the video YouTube. We went through the last most recent fire that we had, and we're showing how directed energy weapons from satellites was used to take out part of the geothermal operation that caused the fire that then became our largest fire in California. Now, granted, not the greatest loss of housing. We've had many of those. The Paradise Fire was absolutely...
We're fighting out of time. Deborah, I'm sorry. Thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it. We'll be in touch in the future. You stay in touch with me, please, okay?
I absolutely will, Pastor Butch. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with another great guest. My goodness, prepare yourselves, please. Prepare yourselves. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.